Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up to the moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy farmers about finding some lost milk and increasing milk production in your herd. You know, in some cases we see some tumbles in dairy production by 5, 10, or even 15 pounds per cow per day. Usually this is associated with something wrong in the nutrition program, although not all the time. But let's talk about those nutritional issues and what's maybe most important to check for as you work with your nutritionist. So one of the things I'd encourage you to do is just to sample the TMR that you're putting in front of the cows every day. One of the things that is often overlooked is the amount of sugar in the ration. Keep in mind that there are some other things we can add to the diet that will perform similar to sugar. One of the things that you and your nutritionist should maybe talk about is some very finely ground corn or even corn starch added to the ration. Now, one final thing that you need to check on is to make sure that you're not having some issues with some mycotoxins in some of your stored forages. Molds can also be an issue as well. And generally, you'll find this in your corn silage or other wet feeds that you might be feeding. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy farmers to take a minute to evaluate where herd milk production is today versus a year or maybe even 2 years ago. If you're missing some milk, probably a good time to have a conversation with your nutritionist about some of the things that you are seeing and some investigation into why these are occurring in your herd.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.